push the blue hash. The outer court is going to the inner court. It's going to the Holy of Holies. Let's just begin to finish this gift today.
Like him. He's concerned about you. He knows where you are. He knows the need that is in your life. God is a faithful God, and I bless him. I bless him. I give him praise. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna as we come together each Wednesday to share a word out of the Word. And I just want to say to you today, as I share each week, that as we come together and we share the Word, don't just be a hearer of the Word, but let that word become activated in your spirit to the point where manifestation takes place. Praying for you, standing in agreement that the will of God will be done in all of our lives, and even though things may come against us, but yet we have confidence in our God. And I just want to encourage you today, hold on to God and continue to trust him. I want to go right to the word. It's found in Mark chapter number 10, verses 46 through 51. And it reads, "Then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' And so they called the blind man, 'Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.' And throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, 'Rabbi, I want to see. And that's what I want to just share with you this morning. I want to see. The word of the Lord comes to us as a reminder and an admonition that sometimes we'll have to press through the distractions and negative voices of others if we're going to get what we need from God. And there's a sense of change that is all in the atmosphere, and I believe that someone this week is going to have an unusual visitation from the Lord that's going to bring about another degree of transformation in your life or in the life of someone that you're in covenant with. And I've said this in the past, and I was reminded from this past Sunday's message from Pastor Darrell Reddicks at Shiloh, and he made a statement, and it was a statement that I've shared many times. And that statement was that when need intersects with expectation, there will be manifestation. And I've been feeling this in my spirit for a while, that we're on the verge of something, glory. And when it seems like craziness is all around you and pressing in on you and trying to put you down, but I just feel in my spirit that we're on the verge of something that is going to be the very thing that you needed from God. Now, I just feel like dancing right now. And I know, you know, yeah, I'm still healing, but I feel a praise down on the inside, glory, because God is showing up today, and he's bringing exactly the thing that's needed. And so this text says in verse number 46 of Mark 10, they came to Jericho, a place which is in the Hebrew, not the Hebrew, in the Greek. It means, not the Greek, the Hebrew rather, a place of fragrance. And as Jesus was coming into a place of fragrance, the disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. And the word says a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. And Jesus has completed his assignment in Jericho, the place of fragrance. And as he's leaving the city, having been there for a while, there was a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus who was sitting by the roadside begging. But his condition didn't stop him from hearing about Jesus. He couldn't see anything that had been done, but he heard about him. And here we are in a new month, and many are still have not seen some things, but we've been hearing about what the Lord has been doing in the lives of others and how things are turning around and they're getting breakthroughs. And he heard about him earlier, but this time, because his works that he performed while he was in Jericho and meeting others' needs, faith was stirred in Bartimaeus in his blind condition. And he knew about the reputation of the Lord, but now he puts a demand on his presence. Lord, you showed up! And you're getting ready to leave this town. But I want to place a demand, Hatabosia. I want to place a demand on your presence because I don't know if you're going to come back this way a second or a third time. But while you're leaving, he began to cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. And let me tell you this morning that whatever time you listen to this word, let the word become reality to you and your need that his presence is going to make a difference this time. God is going to change what seemed like an impossibility, no matter how long that thing has been the way that it has been. But the Lord shows up at the right time, and he meets needs no matter how hard they may be. When he shows up, glory, he meets needs. He brings the very thing that's needed, Tatoshe, Mandosia, hallelujah. He brings what is needed. Otherwise, why should he show up and not minister to the needs of those? No matter how long you've been waiting on God, but his presence, hallelujah, showed up today to place a demand on him. And so in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And all of us want to experience the abundance of God's grace being on our life. And that means God will do some things we do not deserve or sometimes don't have what may seem like the level of faith needed. But he shows up and still has an answer for every need. In verse number 47 says, but he heard
But it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. In other words, he seized the moment and he did what he needed to do in order to get the Lord's attention. And Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life and that more abundantly. And Bartimaeus in his spirit said, I have a need and I'm desperate. Hallelujah for a change. And I want to remind us that there's an enemy who wants to keep us from experiencing God's best. And those who are trying to discourage our press. But in verse 48, it says, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Why would people who can see that you're desperate for God to do something in your life try to discourage you from having your needs met? And it would seem to me that they would have joined him in his crying out for help. But the truth is, sometimes you have to forget about everything and everybody around you and go for yourself. What would happen if we broke protocol when the dance stopped on a Sunday or whenever you worship and we just went forth in another time of praise because the degree of need that is present in our life says even though the dance has shouted, Hasando Kose, even though the dance has stopped, the praise has stopped, but I still have a need. What would happen when things settle? But you began to bless God and folks started looking at you because they say this ain't the time for you to be praising and worship. But the devil is a liar. When you've got a need, when you're desperate, you cry out and you don't allow people to discourage you in your seeking God. Hallelujah. He may have been begging and he may have been down, but he grabbed hold of expectation and he cried, Lord, have mercy on me. And I need God to show up and do what's needed in my life. And I believe many of you are saying the same thing, Lord. I need you to show up, and I need you to do something. Someone is trying to convince you that you don't belong at this level, but you better keep on crying out. Glory, the crowd didn't expect Jesus to respond to his request. And my prayer for you is that God will deliver you from people's opinions. Verse 49, Jesus stopped and called him. Hallelujah. He called him by his name. And he said, I want to tell you something. The crowd, even though they tried to discourage me, Jesus, but I had a press in my spirit. And they're not going to have the last word. And that's what I want to tell you this morning. Don't let your enemies, don't let the naysayers have the last word. What do you want from the Lord? He moved beyond asking for mercy in verse 47. And Jesus said, tell me what you need from me. And his response was, Lord, grant me my sight today, not next week. But Lord, while you're leaving, I need to see today. Glory. And so here we are, May the 6th, 2016. But today, let faith arise in you. Move, my love, beyond crying out for mercy on this week and be determined to hold on regardless as to what others may say. The dream you have, it can and it's going to be yours. Looking at the wrong things, stop looking at them and get your focus on the Lord. Do like Bartimaeus, say, Lord, I want to see. I want to see. I heard about you. I heard about your miracles. But Lord, I need you to meet my need today. And so today, as I'm getting ready to stop, let this word, hallelujah, become reality to you. Tell God, I know you told him before, but say again, Lord, I need you to move in my situation. God, I need you to show up. Glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you. Lord, just like Bartimaeus had a need, and he heard about your reputation. God, he couldn't see a thing, but he heard about your work. And so today, God, we make our boast in you. You're the same God. Nothing too hard for you to do, Lord. Today, God, meet the needs of your people. Push back the hand of the devil. Give us victory again, God. Let your glory be revealed on this day, Lord. We bless you, God. Now, man, begin to bless God. Great men that say, woman, open your mouth right now and begin to give him glory. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. You're a great God. Nothing you can't do. Lord, we thank you for this day. Get the glory out of our lives as we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to see. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom. Shalom.